This is Cross Currents. I'm Julie Kane and for Hanat Baba. Now, we'd like to share some global thoughts from our local newsroom. They come from visiting journalist Jürgen Klemm, a professional broadcaster from Estonia who's spending this year working with us at Cross Currents. His nation borders Russia, and Estonia was part of the Soviet Union until 1991. We've been learning a lot from Jürgen's perspectives on life in the U.S., and we think you will too. So let's check in with him for our monthly segment, Ask an Estonian.
My stay in the U.S. has been a 3D reincarnation of my high school geography course. Continental and oceanic climate, drought, El Nino and the formation of fog, tectonic plates and earthquakes, rivers, mountains and, of course, my geography teacher's favorite, the Grand Canyon. If you plan it right, it's a perfect day trip. An early morning flight to Las Vegas and instead of driving to Grand Canyon National Park, head to Grand Canyon West, which is half the distance. Then a lunch with the most amazing view, and a flight back in the evening. At least that's what I thought. For me, it turned out to be a lesson on history instead. Let me explain. Actually, there's a big difference between what we think of the Grand Canyon and what is known as Grand Canyon West, which is on the Hualapai Indian Reservation territory. That distinction makes a difference. As I was told that the gate, Grand Canyon West, is private property, which is why it is all fenced off, and the entrance fee is 5 times higher than what would get you into the Grand Canyon National Park. After a lot of planning and a 700-mile trip, I found myself a mile away from the canyon, standing behind a fence, being asked to pay a fee that felt unfairly expensive. This felt like a grand scam, not the Grand Canyon, the world wonder that was on every geography test that I took in school, starting in the 5th grade. I had dreamt about seeing it with my own eyes for most of my life. This is something that is hundreds of miles long, 3 miles across, and 1,000 feet in depth. And they managed to hide this from me. I was blocked from seeing it. I do have to admit, I was a little heartbroken, but also mad. I felt like I'd been tricked out of my dream. This was the first time I felt humiliated since I got to the States. When the history of the US is taught to European kids, there is this one story that almost always is told. A story of cultural conflict, one might say even of civilizational conflict. When the white men came to the New World, put up fences and said, "This is private property," the Native Americans just laughed at this absurd statement, because their worldview simply lacked the idea of ownership of land. And I was shocked to realize that the humiliation I felt standing behind the fence at the entrance to the Grand Canyon must have been the exact same feeling that the natives must have felt when their freedom was taken from them. I was humiliated because, for me, a fence has a very strong connotation to it. My worldview lacks the idea of building a fence to uphold freedom. At one point under the Soviet occupation, the whole Estonian coast was pretty much fenced off. And that was not to keep the Western spies out, but rather to keep the people in. And the Berlin Wall, in the heart of Europe, this became the border between democracy and dictatorship. So, if you would ask an Estonian, a fence is never a symbol of winning. It is a symptom of losing. And for the record, I didn't pay the price. I didn't want this to ruin my dream. I am willing to let the Grand Canyon stay as just an idea, my very own symbol of freedom.